Wednesday night, end of the third way, Benjamin Cross.
Right. The first thing that we have to know is regarding the halachas of shofar. Shofar is from a horn. Which horns are kosher for a shofar? So the eshezach is we have to know what's possible. The possible state, a para, a shofar para is possible. Shani is, why is it possible? Para is a kosher animal, why is it possible? So the Gemara gives three reasons. One reason is because it's called the Keren, it's not really called the shofar, it's exclusively called the Keren. And what we're looking for is a shofar, something called the shofar. Nochatam is Enkatega Nasa Snega, because the para is a reminder of the eagle. And Mela Enkatega Nasa Snega. And Nochatam is that the shofar looks like. Nochatam is the shofar looks like a three. It looks like three layers. That means it looks like, it seems to have the appearance of shofar b'toch shofar. And the halacha is that when you blow a shofar, you're meant to blow out from one shofar. You can't have, let's say, two shofars, one inside the other, and blow. Or let's say you can't have a shofar made out of various shofars, combination of shofars. It's got to be one shofar. It can't be shtei shofars or shalosh shofars b'yachad. And because it's made, it looks like, but just the fact that it's got the appearance of made a combination of three shofars, like it's one shofar made in three layers, and therefore it's possible. I'm going to come up Sulim min HaTorah. So shofar made from a para is possible min HaTorah. That's how we paskin. The next stage is, what would you say by most chayas kasheris and behemoth kasheris? So pashtus, it would be okay, they're called shofar. However, we have to realize one thing. Whichever shofar you take, it has to be by nature, b'teva dvarim, to be hollow somewhat. Not in ganzen hollow, the people who make the shofars, they hollow it out, etc. However, be soided, it's got to be hollow, because the word shofar means shofoferes. Shofoferes means hollow. So even if you've got chayas kasheiros and behemoth kasheiros, but if it's not hollow, then it doesn't fit into the category of shofar. So that narrows it down. So not every horn from a behemoth kasherah is beseder. Then you have what's called an ayil, a ram. Behemoth is a ram, it's best the ram itself. If not the ram, then even from the family, dahainu seh, seh is a lam. And even if not that, then seh is him, because it's chotch in the mishpacha. But vadik gavis ki yudua, the ayil itself is the spitz. Why, when we say the spitz, we'll see in a minute. Why is the, from animal point of view, why is the ayil the best? Because they chilakei yitzchot. So it's best to have an ayil. Now, what's the shape? So that's how we come to ayil. Because the Gemara itself said, Lama toiki in the marim. Why did they blow with the ayils of the Gemara, Omar Ababo? Why? Because they chilakei yitzchot. Because Yitzchok Avinu was moitz nefesh. For Kodesh Baruch Hu would be Moshe Nefesh for us. That means that Zeichel HaKedis Yitzchak. And the Loshen HaGemara is Loma Toikin. It's a Minig Yisrael. The Gemara itself talks about a Minig Yisrael that they do Ayil, and the Gemara itself asks, why is this Minig Yisrael in place? And the Gemara answers, because Zeichel HaKedis Yitzchak. And that's why Ayil is very much sought after. So, now the shaila is, what about kofuf? Kofuf can you do it? We all have bent shofar. It's very important to have a bent. It's important to have a bent shofar. The shaila is azoyich. The Gemishna says shofar kofuf. Kofuf means bent. That means it shouldn't be straight. There are some shofars that even by nature are straight. And some horns, you want to call it horn, straight. But this shofar's got to be bent. Naturally bent. When taken off from the animal, it's got to be naturally bent. So the Rishonim explain that Avad Gavis, Kofov is not ma'akiv. Even bent is not ma'akiv. Now, what's the chatchila? Because we kofov ourselves on Rosh Hashanah in front of Kodesh Baruch, we kofov ourselves, we bent ourselves in tefillah, as we state the Gemara, and Mele is better zichel chatchila to be kofov. Now we see two inyanim, this is the inyan of ayil and the inyan of kofuf. And kofuf doesn't necessarily have to be ayil. A kofuf could be a steinbok, a deer, a chulu. It doesn't necessarily have to be ayil. But it's best to have an ayil. Now the shaila comes as oy. What would happen? You have two shofars. One is kofuf, but it's a deer, let's say. And one shoiva is an ayil, but interessant, it's not kofel. How we get that, I don't know. But as always, Mishmur brings that down as our shiloh. You got the ayil, it's not kofel. Which one would you say better? You got a choice of one. Which one would you take?
I don't know.
Oh, very honest, yeah. So, Shai is Azoy. That it's best to take kofel. Why? Okay, Mishmur explains, Rishonim explain that kavav is midina ad gemara. That means it's a din in the gemara. It's a din in gemara lechatchila. It's not makiv lechatchila. While ayil is a minig yisrael. A memele the halacha lechatchila, what you call a halacha lechatchila, takes precedence over a minig yisrael. Well, sheitzach as mstam in most shuls, we take beim kasheri nishno beim kasheri. We take ayil. We take nishno not only ayil, ayil kavav. Usually most ayil is a kavav. Now comes again a shayla azoy.
Is the kavav not the kavav
of the shayfa? Yeah, you'll speak after. So now the shayla, very interesting to shayla. What would you say about shayfa from a beima tamei? So the Ramah says it's possible. Don't know, stands for rhinoceros. Take a shayfa. Would it be kosher bechlal? About the guys don't look, go looking for it. But the evidence is it kosher? So it's nishadai poshut. The Ramah says it's possible, but the whole thing is nishadai poshut. It's on a Gemara where it says lo yochshul lavoidus kodesh elab and behemoth tayrus. But the question is, what is it referring to? Is it referring to tefillin? Is it referring to the Mishkan? And the question was, does it also refer to shofars? So it's questionable. So Avad Gavish, you don't go taking it lechatchila, but the nafkamina is that if you did blow it, then you zicha blow again if you find another shofar. But when you find another shofar, you blow it without another brocha. Because there is a sad that even Beim HaTorah could be quite kosher. So Avad Gavish, we don't go looking for it. And this is legaba, the what type of behemoth you use. Now, I heard, I was looking a bit at the Indian of a toka. Let's say you have an animal which was over to chavim. So I was speaking to someone, I told him, actually I'm speaking tonight about blowing a shuifa of over to chavim. But I told him, I'm a bit scared, it's not really a lochal maisa. I think they only want a lochal maisa. A lochal maisa, a maisa. She said, no, what's that? He said, last year, seems that there was a big raid that was shofars. I think there was a whole raid about it. I'm not aware of the whole Indian, but the horns, they realized that these shofars were coming, they had chashash and avodah zarah, and I think some rabbonim said, if so, better to use lechatchila for the first 30 shofars, which are deraisa, to use the 30 tekiyas, which are deraisa, to use old shofars, because there was a raid about it. So obviously I'm not coming to Pascha, I just want to give the background. So what's the halacha by shofar shall avodah zarah? So first of all, it's called avodah zarah. So let's say this shepsel, a person bows down to it. So this sheep is avodah zarah. The whole hakobako, the gangster sheep with the ram, with the horn, it's all avodah zarah. The question is, are you allowed to get an off from avodah zarah? The first thing is, you're not allowed to get an off from avodah zarah. So now it's Nisha the Apostle that's also Bechlal. Misad that. Why? Because, well, sorry?
Mitzvah.
Oh, so we're talking about a mitzvah. Mitzvah, lavlonestin. So misad the mitzvah, it's not called an or. So mitzvah is lavlonestin. So you're talking about that. By the way, about the Mitzvah Chatzchil is Mos. Mos klapishmael. But you're talking about the Yavid or Yotzer. It always makes a difference. That's the only shofar available. And then you find another shofar. So you blow again. But do you blow with a bracha or without a bracha? If it's ma'akiv, then the Avad Gavish, you blow the next one with a bracha. So the shaila is it possible? So misad the mitzvah shaboy, mitzvah lav l'onus nitnuch. It's not called a nor. Misad the nor shaboy, it's not called a nor. Mitzvah lav l'onus nitnuch. And therefore, ba'etzim is not ma'akiv from that point of view. But what it is ma'akiv is azoy. The halacha is by avodah zarah, one has to destroy avodah zarah. So mitzvah to burn it, to destroy it, either throw it in the Yam HaMelech or burn it. And it's kitusei machta shu'ura. That means anything that requires a shear. A shofar has a minimum shear. It's a certain four. A goydlin is the first minimum shear. Anything that requires a minimum shear If it's shel avida zora, that whole shear is bottom of utter. He hasn't got a shame shear, hasn't got a name of a shear. Why? Because ketusa machta shura, since it's destined to be destroyed, therefore the shear in this battle memela, there's no prominence, no chashivus to the shear, and therefore it's ke'ilu, the shofar is evaporated. And therefore there's no shofar there at all to blow. So memela, shofar shel avida zora, you can't use for tkei shofar. However, if the Avodah Zorah belongs to a goy, there is a tzad that is somewhat more lenient. Why? Because a goy can be mevatel his own Avodah Zorah. If he chips it, he does something, he does a maisach to be mevatel it, he can mevatel his own Avodah Zorah. The Taz says, what is Avodah Zorah? The person, the goy, is giving chashivus to it, bound down to it, he's doing an Avodah to it. So if he chips it off, he does a maisach and mevatel it, he's degrading it, so he's cancelling out the chashivus and Avodah Zorah. He's retracting, he's making a U-turn. So if it's all, he can mevatel the Avodah Zorah. So Avodah Zorah shel goy, according to one shita, even if he has not actually been mevatel it, that Avodah Zorah, that shofar can, obviously I'm not recommending it, can be used for tekiya shofar. That could have been a shaila last year. They had these sveikas, and if it's of a goy, it's much easier. There's a shita that even if he's not actually mevatel, but the fact that it could be mevatel, it's beseder. The problem is worse once the yid is koiner it. Let's say it belonged to a goy. There was a goy, and the yid was koiner it. Never mind that if, let's say, Yid actually was over the Avodah Zorah. But even if the Avodah Zorah belonged to Goy, but now Yid was coiner it, he was coiner it. Coiner it from Efka, he was coiner it with all Kinyonim, whatever. And he's coiner it, and so, Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah in the hand, once it's in the hand of a Yid can never be Mavachsan on Avodah Zorah. And therefore, that Zikr, that Shofar, would be a bottle. Would be a bottle that could not be used. So that apparently was a shaila. I heard was a. Now I remember vaguely. It was a big shaila. There's a shaila. I think Dan Heimlich was involved. A shaila last year. Now we mention Sufenik about Hanor from Shofar. As we said before, there's no such thing as Hanor from Tekiyah Shofar Shel Mitzvah, because mitzvahs lavlonis minutes. Not saying it should happen to anyone, but Reuven says, I don't want any Hanor from Shimon, and Shimon is about to kay in Shul, it doesn't matter. Why? I made the neder not to have any Hanor from Shimon, but mitzvahs, lav lahonis nitnu, and that doesn't include tkei shofar. So now another interesting shaila. These are obviously not so applicable, because Baruch Hashem, we all go to shuls where they use the chatzchila, the best shofars available. What happens if when you take the horn, and you can change the tzura of the horn by boiling water? I don't know, by fire might be a bit dangerous, not very good for the shofar, but by boiling water, you can change the tzura. You boil it, and you melt it, and you change the tzura. So what's the halacha if you change the tzura of the shofar, let's say inside out, like you change your shirt inside out, from inside to out to in, would that be kosher? That's right.
Shall I have to do that?
Is it shayach? Yeah, it is shayach. Because with boiling water, I didn't say fire, because I think fire would burn it, would not be good. Boiling water, I think to an extent, perhaps they do use to an extent boiling water when they make the shofar, scrape it off, they do scrape things off, so do use extra boiling water. The question is, if they did it inside out, would it be kosher? This ain't shayla. Another shayla is, without going so extreme of making it inside out, but you've got the narrow part and you've got the wide part. And ki yadua, we all blow from the narrow part. Min ha meitzar krosikoch. From the narrow, I call. This is remez in the posuk. Min ha meitzar, from the narrow. So you from the narrow part is the derech ha'olam to blow. What would happen if a person blew from the wide part? No, sorry. We'll come to that later. But what happens if you change the narrow, is something without changing it inside out, but change the wide part to the narrow to the wide, how he does that is a bit more difficult. No, he can. He can widen it at the bottom and narrow it at the top. So the halacha is, it's possible in Ganson. Why? Because it says, Vavato Shrifa Turo. So Vavato means it's got to be Derech Havara. The way it grows, that's the way it's got to be blow. And Hu Adin, based on that, is also an inyan that if, let's say, a person takes 100% kosher shofar, and somehow or other he has a patent to blow from the wide side, not from the narrow side, zechut nishpasedu, because it states, you've got to do derech havara, everything's got to be the way it's grown. It seems to be that the normal azach is you blow from the narrow side. I saw very interesting tzedach. It says someone blew the shofar, and he didn't put the shofar to his mouth. He didn't put the shofar to his mouth. He knows how to blow the trumpet. They say in English. He knows how to. So he puts the shofar there, and he blows from his mouth, and he blows the shofar, and the voice comes out from the shofar. All the koyles. Is he yotzer? What would you say? What would you say, Reb Shlomo?
No.
What? Oh, ask that. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. How's it shaykh? He's got. He knows how to blow. And where's Mr. Bluzen?
Did an extension in between, or?
Very good. So if it's with an extension in between, it seems to be like this. Gemara states, suppose of possible. Gemara talks about banochas peh. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the way Rishonim explains like this: if you've got the zohav before you even come to the shofar, down it's an extension, then it's zicha no good, because you've had a chatzitza between you and the shofar. Or, he even says, according to one way the Rishonim learn, if you put the zov around the mouth, please, it's also no good. Why? Because it's a chatzitza. In other words, not all Rishonim learn that now, but all Rishonim learn the psul is because it's chatzitza. The mele, because it's chatzisa, therefore you're not yotzev. Let's say you've got gold round the mouthpiece, or also there's a psul if you've got the gold before you come to the mouthpiece. Then you've got gold before, and then the shofar. Why? Also could be chatzisa, or you're not blowing. There's words, because you're not blowing from natural shofar, you're blowing via gold, which is not shofar. But let's say the case where you put it round the mouthpiece, it's chatzisa between your lips and the shofar. According to someone showing him, there mustn't be a chatzitza between your lips and a shofar. So the Ramban, based on that, says that when you've got the shofar far away from your mouth, so it's only air, the Ramban calls that a chatzitza. And the Mishmurud is choishes for the Ramban, and he says, therefore, you shouldn't. If someone blew that way, it's possible, but not muskum according to everyone, therefore, you should blow again, but without a bracha. There is a swallow to be mechalik. The pre chodesh is mechalik. He says, a chatzitza is where you got a solid chatzitza. Air is not a solid chatzitza. So yes, mechalik. So you see swallows and hints towards air. Therefore, the loshen ha-mechabe is not yitza. But Mishabura is a slightly, it says, when you blow next time, you should blow again, but without a bracha, just in case there's a sadian yitza. So also, it's just very interesting. The basic halacha is azoid. As people want to know, what's halacha regarding hefsek? Misad adin, be'etzem adin. Person speaks. Avadgavis, he's listening to every tekiah, but it was masik between the tekiahs. He spoke. And like I say, he heard every tekiah, understand? But he spoke. He spoke the Dvarim Batalim, Sicha Batala. Not the Indian Shofar, not the Indian Sarech of the Shofar. What's Halacha? The pasture is Zicha Yotz Tkir Shofar, because it states in the Gemara, Tzukeya, Hashemeya Tesha Tkir, B'yoyim, B'mechrech Kol HaYoyim. That means even if you heard in the morning, it rains from the morning till the night, the Tesha Tkir, come in, I tell you, it's Tesha Tkir, we make it 30, because it's Slakers. So let's say the 30th Tkir, you heard ranging from the morning till night, is yotze, zikha yotze. The one reason why we're very, the oilim are very makpchim not to speak, is because we want the brocha, we make the brocha, the shlech simba makes the brocha should go right till the end of, should go onto all the mitzvah. Therefore, kadei not to share the brocha, but misad the etzah mitzvah of tkir shiva, Yezich Yotzim. But there is one problem, and it's interesting to have. Interesting if it could be practical nafkaminas. The person, all this will state when you have a hefsek, as you don't have to go back to the beginning and you just carry on from where you stopped. That means you heard the tekiah so far and there was a hefsek and you carry on, it's nishkefalach, as long as you heard every single tekiah. What would happen if a person was masik ba'oynes al yidei halacha? That means someone's saying Krishma, and there's two types of oynes. There's an oynes where listim come, robbers come, that's a physical oynes, that's nishadu kefalach. There's an oynes where there's soya in the room, and you're not yotzka with the soya. And he was mafsik. He had to be mafsik because there's soya in the room. And he was mafsik al yidei oynes halacha. That is the biggest hefsik that shaykh. We always think the other way around. But don't say it's a hefsik. And if he's mafsik enough that he could have learned Krishma Mitchilo Hatsoifa, then he has to go right back to the beginning of Shema. Let's say, of Shema. He has to go back. This is Alocha. By Megillah, Shema, Halal. He's been mafsik so long that he was mafsik from the amount of time it takes him to go from beginning to end, then he has to go right back to the beginning. So I've got a shaila like this. Person listening to Tekiah Shechu, let's say the Tekiah Shechu, which has to be Yotzei D'Oraisa, the first Tekiah, which is, and truly, it won't really happen to a person in Shul. The Moshe L'Choyla is at home, and someone's blown for him, and in the middle of the Tekiah, he says, I've got to go out. That's how Royce came. And he goes out, and he's there, that gives you enough time, Mitzchila V'Atzeifa. That means, let's say, 10 minutes. And he's been Masik. He's been Masik Al Yedei Oynes. Oynus doesn't mean just physical, it doesn't mean physical oynus, but it means the oynus al yidei halacha. If you take your tefillin off before you go into the base kisse, that's the oynus al yidei halacha. That is the biggest hefset that shaykh. So, and he was machshir ad kadei kach, does he have to hear the tekiah is all nachmam? Pastors, I think he would, the way Mishmaru explains.
That's
sorry?
With
the bracha? The bracha, yeah, it could be. Yes, could be. If it's the tekiah is deraisa, yes. But you should first ask around. I'll tell you where it could be negated by a choyla more. Because someone is not a choyla and he's in shul and he went out, then anyway he hasn't heard it. He's missed the chazan. So anyway, he'll have to start all over again. But someone's a choyla, he's got an individual attention. A baltikeh came from a yochid and he's ready to wait. And the baltikeh is very patient, he's ready to wait. And he waits there half an hour, including when he has to go out and come back in. But the shaila is, if he's been mafsik, al yedei oynes halacha, the seisa hesed, if it's enough to blow him mitchila vatsayif. Mitchila vatsayif means of the 30 tekiahs. No, that's the right thing. Okay.
Shnaya. Yeah.